Today's date is May 14th, 2010. The time is approximately 10:05. This is Special Agent Kathy Kennedy with FDLE, Daytona Beach Field Office. Also with me is Special Agent Scott Paterka with the Daytona Beach Office. And we're here conducting a sworn interview with Vidal Mejias.
Mejias.
And if you will raise your right hand, please. Do you swear the statement you're about to give us is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
And if you'll verify for me, what is your date of birth?
December 9th, 1974.
Okay. And before we begin, has anyone from your command staff ordered you to come here and give this interview?
No.
Are you giving this interview freely and voluntarily and on your own?
Yes.
Okay. Has anyone promised you anything regarding the statement you're about to give?
No.
Okay. The reason we are here is there was a deputy-involved shooting that happened on May 9th. I'm not sure of the exact time, maybe about 9:30-ish. If you will just walk us through what happened, starting with when you got the dispatch call and what dispatch told you and what you did from there.
I was responding to the address on Blue Lake as a backup unit for Deputy Mott, who was going to a disturbance at, I don't remember the exact address, on Blue Lake. I was the backup unit. As we were, as I was headed to the call, dispatch had stated that the subject had poured gasoline on his wife and had vandalized the house, broke out some windows and stuff like that. Dispatch also said that I guess the neighbor had seen him walking out on the driveway. When I, as I was approaching the house, I turned my spotlight on, looking for the individual. I saw him at the end of the driveway, holding a, at the time, I didn't know exactly what it was, but it turned out to be a shotgun. Had my spotlight on him. I got out of the car, took cover behind my door and the spotlight. I told the individual who was armed to drop the weapon three times. He didn't comply. He continued to look at me. He started to raise the weapon and I fired three rounds at him from behind the spotlight and the door where I was taking cover from my car. He went down, dropped the weapon. I walked to him and I called for rescue, and that was about it.
When you arrived on scene, were you wearing your Volusia County uniform?
Yes.
What kind of vehicle were you in?
A 2007 Ford Crown Vic, marked.
It was a marked unit? And you mentioned you had your spotlight on. Did you have your emergency lights on at the same time?
No.
Okay. So spotlight. And you gave three commands. Did you announce that you were law enforcement or police?
No.
When you gave him the commands, it was drop the gun or drop the weapon?
Yes. Drop the weapon.
Okay. And you said that three times?
Yes.
Did he say anything back to you as this is happening?
No.
He didn't yell anything that you recall?
He just looked at me.
Roughly about how far were you? Were you on the street when you stopped? And how far away was he?
Twenty yards.
And with your spotlight on, you could clearly see him. He was lit up, so
yes.
You saw him. And you saw a long gun that you realized was a shotgun. When you walked up to him, did he say anything to you?
He was just moaning.
Okay. Did you say anything further to him?
No.
At that point, the weapon was out of reach when you walked up to him. Did you?
Yeah, it was by his feet.
Okay. In the beginning, you mentioned you were backup for Deputy Mott. Now, where was Deputy Mott?
I was the first one there. He was coming from the opposite direction on Blue Lake.
Okay.
I don't know exactly where he was coming from.
So he was not there at the time when you pulled up?
No.
Were there any other deputies on scene when you had to discharge a weapon?
No. Okay.
What happened after you called for the EMTs?
They showed up and they started treating them. Evac showed up, and then Air One was there, and they airlifted them to Halifax.
And after you showed up, you opened up your door, took cover behind the door, and gave commands. Why did you shoot him?
I felt my life was in danger.
Okay. I don't have any follow-up questions, Paterno.
You stated that you felt your life was in danger. What did you think might happen? Why did you think your life was in danger?
I thought he was going to shoot me.
Is this the second time that you have discharged your weapon in the line of duty?
Yes. At a person.
What was the make, caliber, and model of the weapon that you utilized?
It was a Glock 35, 40 caliber.
Were you using department-issued ammunition?
Yes.
Do you know what the capacity of that weapon is?
What do you mean? The amount of rounds?
Yeah, what is the capacity of that weapon?
15 rounds in the magazine, one in the chamber.
Do you know how many total rounds were contained in the weapon at the time of the shooting?
16.
I have no further questions. This interview is concluding at approximately 10:15.